time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come, the Charlie Evers is on.
Hey, Scott Spears, Glenn Coble sitting in for Charlie Evers while he's out recuperating, and he'll be back one day, and maybe we'll hear from him today, 11:45 to 12, like we did last week. And Charlie, if you're out there, we hope to hear from you.
Yeah.
Phone lines are open. We got calls right up to the break there. We are talking about people's behaviors at this point, and Glenn got scolded before we went to break about wearing the mask by a gentleman who I believe is older than you.
No, he said he was 73.
I thought he said he had surgery in 73.
Oh,
yeah, okay. I think he's in his 80s.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So now you're talking to your elders.
Yes, and I should respect them.
Because you tell me I'm nuts because I'm young, but now you're talking to somebody older than you.
Well, everybody but me is nuts. So
everybody but you.
Yeah, everybody but me.
The world is a nutty place.
My wife really insists that I wear the mask, and my wife is, you know, she's the ruler of our nest.
And we're still playing the feud.
Yes, we got one more question.
One more. When you do not want to go to school, what is the illness you make up as an excuse? Number one was stomach ache. Number two was headache. Number three was fever. Number four was ear pain. What is number five? 740-383-9944. What, when you don't want to go to school, what is the illness you make up as an excuse?
You've exhausted me, Scott. I have no idea.
You don't know?
No.
It's an easy one.
I don't even have
it. It's such an easy one.
Is it?
It really is.
I thought several of the ones that the people called in were the easy answer, but you told me no.
I did. I because I have the answers in front of me.
Yes, that
so
that
I
helps.
Know what the answers are.
Yeah.
When you don't want to go to school, what is the illness you make up as an excuse? One answer left, and then we can go on to the next question. That's what we're looking for here.
This may last. I mean,
it could. This is a stumper.
Yes, it is a stumper. Okay, I'm going to try to figure out what it is, and then I'll raise my hand. All right? So the
over there. You'll raise your hand.
So the audience will know that I know.
And here, this might be the right answer.
This might be the right answer.
Coming down the pike. Coming down the clubhouse turn. Go ahead, caller.
Was sore throat mentioned?
Ooh. Ooh. Sore. I don't think it has been, but that's not on the list either.
Really?
No.
Oh, come on.
Well, I didn't make the list up, Glenn. It's the people in Sioux City, Iowa.
Does it say strep throat there instead of sore throat?
No.
Oh, I think that's the. It has to be the answer.
I know. Could have been.
Good answer anyway.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Are we going to get the right answer here? 740-383-9944. When you did not want to go to school, what is the illness that you made up as an excuse?
You know what's sad? I walk. Well, there are a lot of things that are sad, but I walk most days when it's pleasant outside, and I walk on my treadmill if it's not. But I walk by a grade school, and there's nobody there.
There's nobody there right now. It's a different world. Go ahead, caller.
How about a backache?
Not a backache. Backache is not on the list.
Not too many kids have backaches, do they?
I don't know.
That's maybe an old man disease.
If you have scoliosis.
Yeah, I suppose.
Maybe if you have a touch of scoliosis.
Do you know what scoliosis is?
A back disease.
I think it's of the upper part of your back.
I don't know.
And kyphosis is the low part.
Go ahead, caller.
How about feeling dizzy?
Not feeling dizzy, but that's a good guess, too.
I dated lots of girls that felt dizzy.
Charlie had the vertigo.
Yes, he did.
That's how he fell down out here.
Yeah, ouch. And, you know, that happens. It's like if you get congestion, That'll give you some vertigo when you're over 50.
Vertigo's tough. I had vertigo once.
Oh, you did?
I did.
And you're just a baby.
Yeah, I went to the hospital.
Oh.
Had it worked out.
That's bad.
Well, they just gave me a pill.
Oh.
Cleared it right up.
A pill take care of anything.
Pill will take care of anything.
I take 8 pills a day.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you count them every day?
Yes,
to make
I
sure
do.
You have all 8?
I do, and if I don't, my wife does.
All 8 ready to go.
Yep.
Go ahead, caller.
How about appendicitis?
Not appendicitis, but if you have that, I wouldn't go to school.
No, don't go to school. Oh, that sounds
that's
painful.
That's one we used to always tell the teacher we had when we missed a day or two.
So
we had appendicitis.
So you were a liar like me.
Yeah, they just laughed at us and said, go to class.
Oh,
all right, thank you.
That's like telling your teacher your grandmother died for the 18th time.
You know, I was always, because all my grandparents were alive, I was always, like, paranoid to kill my grandparents with the teacher. I thought that'd be bad karma or something.
Yeah, that would have been.
Go ahead, caller.
Wasn't that how Glenn used to find dates, is he'd find out which girls were dizzy?
This guy must have been in Valparaiso, Indiana with me.
If they couldn't walk straight down the sidewalk, Glenn would ask him out on a date. That's how it just happened.
If they were sitting down, I asked him for a date.
just tipping to one side.
Just thought I'd add that.
Thank you. I don't like him. He knows me.
if they were kind of leaning to the left, he would say, hey, you want to go get a hot dog?
Oh, me.
When you do not want to go to school, what illness do you make up as an excuse?
And no, you can't say, I'm too drunk to go to school.
Can't say you're too drunk to go to school. No. Stomach ache was number 1. Headache was number 2. Fever was number 3. Ear pain was number 4. What is number 5? 740-383-9944. 23 minutes past the hour.
I can't think of anything.
Nothing at all?
No.
Go ahead, caller.
What about a fake cough?
You know... Oh. Okay, here's the thing. That's very interesting because I'm going to give it because it's a cough. Cough is the answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you probably would be faking it.
Whether it's real or fake. Yeah, there you go.
Got it, caller. Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye. Oh, my
cough
phone
was the
rang.
Answer.
My phone rang.
Your phone
that.
Went off because he was so happy
yes.
that we finally got that answer. So the answers to that particular question, when you do not want to go to school, what is an illness that you make up? It was stomach ache, headache, fever, ear pain, and cough.
All right, we were a little slow today, our audience. So you got to perk it up because we're
going
to have to ask the young ladies to call in.
Here we go. This is a new category. 100 people surveyed, and the questions are...
All right.
Why do you love summer? This is kind of apropos.
What if you don't love summer?
Well, they didn't ask those people.
I love spring.
Why do you love summer? Five answers on the board. Why do you love summer? 740-383-9944. Wasn't there a song about summer?
There are lots of songs about summer.
Well, give me one.
Well, I will love you in summer when it... I don't know.
I will love you in summer when you're dizzy on the sidewalks of Valparaiso, Indiana.
With Orville Redenbacher.
With Orville Redenbacher and his daughter, certainly. Go ahead, caller.
Cookout.
Cookout. Is cookout on the list? Cookout is not on the list.
Oh, my.
Oh, come on.
I know. Holy mackerel.
Throw him out.
So what about barbecue?
Barbecue is not on the list either. No.
Okay, well, that is just a terrible list. Goodbye.
Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, did you know that Orville Redenbacher...
What do you mean you agree?
It should be on there. She's right.
You're such a front runner.
I am.
A front runner.
I like
the front runner.
Up.
Go ahead, caller.
Swimming
is, you know, no, swimming is not on the list.
Are you sure?
I can read.
camping.
Camping is not on the list.
Boy.
All right, I'll tell you.
Bob's an outdoorsy guy.
No swimming, no camping.
Did you know that Orville Redenbacher is still sitting on a park bench in Valparaiso, Indiana? Now, he's made out of bronze.
I bet he smells.
he's made out of bronze. But he is on a park bench there.
Really?
Yeah.
Did somebody come by and clean him up every so often?
I hope so.
The birds in Valparaiso?
I think his nose is shiny because everybody goes by and rubs his nose.
Why?
For good luck.
Oh, go ahead, caller.
How about going to fairs and carnivores?
No fairs, no carnivals.
My. Holy smokes.
Yeah, we're going to have to sue Sioux City.
I know, Sioux City.
Yes, okay, thank you.
Thank
sir.
You, bye-bye. No fairs, no carnivals.
Two great answers, and they're both wrong.
Why do you love summer? That's simple. Five answers on the board. No answers right yet. Why do you love summer?
I know why.
Why?
Well, I'm not going to say it.
740-383-9944.
It has
why,
to do with girls.
Why do you love summer? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's what we want to know.
Come on, guys. Put your thinking caps on. Why do you like summer? Girls.
Or gals?
No.
Guys or
my
gals?
My idea is just girls.
Go ahead, caller.
How about ice cream?
Ooh.
Because you can eat ice cream.
There
that is number
go.
Four
there
on the
go.
List. You've got it. Thank you.
We should have gotten that quickly, right, being from Marion with all the ice cream. Boxes.
We have a lot of ice cream joints in Marion. I had a blizzard the other night. Boy, was that good.
Yeah.
That's good eating.
Yeah.
An Oreo blizzard.
Ooh. Wow. I'm getting hungry.
I tell you, if anybody brought me one of those, woo, best friend. Go ahead, caller.
There you go, begging.
How about it's just hot out?
The weather, yes.
You like it hot? I hate hot weather. I guess it's because I'm
a
little.
I'd rather have it that way than shovel snow.
I'd rather have the snow, but I hate cold winters where you know it just looks dark.
Well, I did like that when I had my snowmobile.
There you go. Yeah.
I'm past that age now. So.
Yeah. Well, and I don't go sledding down hills anymore either.
I tell you, the weather was a right answer. You got it.
Excellent.
That was number three on the list. So we don't have one, we don't have two, and we don't have five. But weather and ice cream are two reasons.
I would have thought both of those would have been higher. But yeah.
Why do you love summer? Go ahead, caller.
You got to turn them on there, Scott.
Go ahead.
I'm going to the park.
Going to
no,
the park.
Not going to the park. No, going to the park.
Yeah, I used to like to go to the park for the same reason that I was thinking about the girls.
Will you stop?
I like girls.
We understand. We've listened for hours. Oh, go
ad nauseum,
rub,
right?
Go rub Orville's nose. Go ahead, caller.
How about gardening or working out in the yard?
Working out in the yard is not on the list.
Oh, now, see, that's what I do. That's for old folks.
Is it?
I garden all the time. I love gardening. Yep.
I can't believe it.
I've got plants that I've got covered up already outside because of the cold.
Nope. No gardening.
No gardening.
How about golfing?
Golfing. No golfing on the list.
Oh, well, I know a lot of guys who would say you're crazy.
That's just because they know me.
But you know the best thing about retiring? I don't have to play golf anymore. I hated golf.
Oh, that was the social thing for you?
Oh, well, you know, when you're in public relations, you tend to go to a lot.
Glenn was a better golfer than he would let on.
Oh, I was a terrible golfer. I could hit it long. Unfortunately, I found all the trees.
That's interesting. Hey, we're going to break.
We'll be back momentarily here. Glenn Coble and Scott Spears sitting in for Charlie Evers.
Scott, did you know that Halley's Comet used to fly over Marion every night?
No, Charlie, I didn't know that. How's that possible?
Well, it wasn't really Halley's Comet. It was Martha Dowse's fire baton coming from Girard Avenue.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we're back here, Glenn Coble, Scott Spears, in for Charlie Evers. 740-383-9944 is the phone number. Why do you love summer? Now, we've got the number three and number four answer. Three was the weather. Four was eating ice cream. What are the other three answers? Why do you love summer?
Tall and what are tan and young and lovely, the girl from me. No, I'm sorry.
Were you about to sing The Girl from Ipanema?
I love The Girl from Ipanema.
What was Ipanema?
I think it was a place in the Mediterranean, but I may be wrong on that.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, you got a call.
You like the foreign women?
I like any woman.
Go ahead, caller.
How about playing summer sports?
Not summer sports.
Oh, you like baseball. Gosh.
Summer sports did not make the list.
And you're a summer sports fan.
Oh,
you
I like
baseball.
Yeah, I really don't care about football.
What
but
did
baseball.
You play when you played baseball? What position?
Slowly.
I was left center. Yeah.
No. I used to, I was batter. Go ahead, caller.
Okay. You can go swimming.
Swimming.
That's got to be on there.
You know what? Let me take a look.
That's got to be on there. Come on, Scott.
Well, it's not really swimming. Because I think this and swimming are two different things.
Drowning?
Kind of close.
Fishing?
Oh, yeah, that's for the fish. They're swimming. Yeah.
No, not fishing. Good. It's very closely related to swimming, though. But people do this and never get in the water.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now I'm getting an idea. All right.
I don't know. I'm so sorry.
Put your thinking cap on. You'll figure it out.
We're talking about the things you love about summer.
I'm going to look up Ipanema. It's driving me crazy.
Yeah, The Girl from Ipanema. That's an old song.
I'm not sure I know how to spell it.
Well, what were some of the other summertime songs that you remember? Take me out to the ball
game. Oh, I love that summertime
take
song.
Take me out
yeah.
to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. Go ahead, caller.
I think you guys are flipping out.
We are.
We were close to it anyway.
Summer vacation and no school when this survey would have been done.
Summer vacation is the number one answer. You
really?
Have got it. Yes.
I guess that would be logical, yeah.
Yes. Thank you, caller.
All right.
Bye-bye. Summer vacation is the number one answer. Now we're down to two, Glenn. We've got number one with summer vacation.
Ipanema is in near Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Glenn is off in his own little world
sorry.
Today.
Okay, you got the...
We're doing Family Feud. And he's looking up things.
You bring me a cup of coffee, I'll do anything.
Why do... What is with you over there?
I'm spraying.
See, if you hadn't ate those soup beans before you came in, you wouldn't have that problem.
I had nothing to eat before I came in. I'm going nuts.
Go ahead, caller.
How about sunbathing on the beach?
On the
All beach. Right, there's my man.
Go to the beach. Go to the beach.
And another summer song would be Summer Breeze by Seals and Crofts.
Oh, yeah, Summer Breeze. Yeah, I
Wasn't
know.
Wasn't that Before Jack Benny's theme time. Song?
Yeah. No.
What?
What was Jack Benny's theme song? It had something to do with Summer Breeze, didn't it?
That's for the memories?
No, that was Bob Hope.
Yeah.
No,
what was Jack Benny's song? I thought it was Summer Breeze.
I don't have any idea.
The
you
leaves.
You must be older than I am.
No, I just, I'm smart.
You're like
the leaves and the trees. That's all it is. I pay attention.
He's lying to.
Yeah.
Well, Look what is Jack Benny's song? That's terrible. It was summertime. Wasn't it called summertime?
No, summertime and the living is easy.
No, that wasn't it. Can't sing
with Where's Charlie when you need him?
Yeah, you got that right.
Boy, that's awful. What was Jack Benny's theme song? Well, I tell you, if Charlie calls in the last 15 minutes, he'll know.
He'll know.
He will.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Gosh, what was Jack Benny's? I think it was called Summertime.
I'm bleeding. Okay.
Well, see, that Lysol didn't do a darn bit of good for you, Glenn.
Oh, me.
Go ahead, caller.
How about hanging out with friends?
Hanging out with friends
Naturally.
Is not on the list.
Oh.
No, that's a good guess, though.
Good guess.
How about one more I want to say is hiking.
Not hiking. Hiking is not on the list. Good guesses, though.
All right.
I know.
Well, we've got four out of five. Why do we love summer? Number one, summer vacation. Number two, go to the beach. Number three, the weather. And number four, eating ice cream. And Glenn is tearing down the studio right now. Why don't we just bulldoze the place for you, Glenn? Just bulldoze the place.
I'm bleeding.
You're bleeding. You're spraying Lysol everywhere. You got a mask on. You're breaking everything. It's like having, what is that, Tasmanian devil in the studio this morning. Go ahead, caller.
I believe I got it. It's wearing less clothes.
Oh, I like that.
No, that is not the answer.
Oh, that's got to be the answer.
But
that's
I'm sure that happens.
The girls.
Is it in there?
It's not in there.
My God, you better get a new whatever.
Sioux City doesn't know.
Thank you. Sioux City, Iowa does not have the right answer there.
In the middle of the cornfields looking at, I don't know, gophers.
We going to the phones?
You better. They're ringing.
Go ahead, caller.
Jack Benny's theme song was Love and Bloom.
Love and Bloom.
Oh, you, that's real close to...
So shut up.
Love and Bloom.
And the city is South Dakota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, that has the...
that's where they
problem
had the...
...problem with the meatpacking company.
Yeah, they closed down the state.
One other thing. Someone said they're the New Richmond, Indiana.
Yeah.
Richmond, I went through Richmond, Indiana one day. I was working on the interstate down there, and I was about four blocks, and a red light went on behind me, and I pulled over, and he came up, and he said, you just ran four traffic lights, four red lights. And I said, no, that's not possible. And he said, yeah, their traffic lights were on the corners.
Oh, you couldn't see them?
On cast iron posts.
Oh.
And that is why... the people there were used to it, but he said he didn't give me a ticket.
Well, that's
said,
nice.
That's no problem. He said, we have that problem all the time.
Were you driving a truck or were you driving a car?
No, it was my car. My car.
I can't. I can see it in a truck, but. Huh.
Yeah, I went in to pick up some alcohol because at the time, Indiana, you could buy any kind of alcohol, whiskey, beer, whatever, in drugstores and supermarkets.
Yeah, yeah.
They had no. No tax on alcohol.
That's right.
Beverages in Indiana.
It's a long time ago, but I remember that.
Yeah, it's been a long time ago.
We used to have people come across the border from Chicago to pick up their alcohol in Crown Point, Indiana. Yeah.
Yeah. That, they did away with that. The federal government was losing too much money.
They had some pretty strange rules in Indiana. You couldn't, if you went to the bar to have a beer, you couldn't get a beer, pick it up, and move it over to a table. You had to have the bartender do it, and the bartender had to be a male. They wouldn't allow female bartenders. That was a long time ago, though.
Boy.
Who'd want to go to a bar if you had to have a male bartender?
Yeah, that's
a female.
Yeah,
a female. Hey, thank you, caller.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
See, Love and Bloom.
Love and Bloom.
Love and Bloom.
Oh, that's real close to what we were talking about.
Well, have you ever heard it?
Yes, yes.
Sing it.
No. I'm not singing anything with my nose
stopped.
Well,
you've already sang. It wouldn't sound any worse than Jack Benny. Go ahead. Give us some Love and Bloom. You're not going to throw your bloody hanky there, are you?
I was going to,
my
but I'm not going to.
My word, people.
Now.
If you had to sit in this studio, he comes in here with Lysol trying to scrub everything down. Then he's got a bloody napkin he was supposed to throw around, lob that around.
I don't have any disease.
I'd rather get the COV than your bloody napkin all over me. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, sir. Something dear and dear and dear to Glenn's heart, too.
Oh,
that's
God.
That's one of the bikinis.
Ah, yeah, that was really what I was thinking about. Yeah, you got it. You got it.
Oh, yeah.
If my wife is listening, I deny everything.
No, that's not the right answer, Glenn. Not the right answer.
Well, I consider that looking at the newest trends in fashion.
Yes, absolutely. My wife wonders why I always criticize the fashions the girls are wearing. Well, the only reason why I pay attention to the fashions they're wearing is because I like to look at them while they're wearing them.
Just put a pair of sunshades on, you'll be fine.
She wondered why I went and bought a pair of sunglasses, and that's exactly the reason.
Okay, guys. Talk to you later.
Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
Our audience is very forgiving of me.
Certainly. What do you love about summer? Now, number one was summer vacation. Number two was go to the beach. Number three was the weather. Number four was to eat ice cream. What is number five?
Now, I doubt that this is one of them, but do you go out and did you used to go out and tan?
Who?
You.
No, I was never into tanning, to be honest with you.
I did.
No, I heard that was bad for you.
That's why I'm bleeding.
That's right. That's why you're a mess today. I heard tanning was bad for you.
It is bad for you,
so
yes.
I don't do anything.
I went to a tanning bed, and that's really embarrassing.
Go ahead, caller.
About garage sales.
Not garage sales.
Yeah, I like those, too. Yeah,
those are the old swap shop.
When I owned a sporting goods store, it was a Play It Again sports store. I went to garage sales all the time, trying to find cheap stuff I could resell after cleaning.
I wonder if we're going to get this in 4 minutes.
Oh, we only have 4 minutes?
Well, we have. Charlie possibly could call in the last 15.
True. I doubt it.
You doubt it?
Yep.
You doubt that he'll call in?
They'll call in and
go ahead, caller.
Fishing
is not on the list.
Oh, that's got to be on.
No, no fishing.
You know, I want to go fishing. I have not been fishing in a long time, and not that I'm a big fisherman, but I would like to go out. You know, I might take.
You smell like one.
Do I? Well, after you threw that bloody napkin on me, what do you expect? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, go fly a kite.
There you go. How about, is that on the list?
No.
Oh.
No. No kites. Okay. Thank you.
Good answer, though. No, go fly a kite.
You cannot go fishing alone, though. You've got to take people with you and like an old radio with batteries in it, and you sit down.
And a case of beer.
And a case of beer and some bologna and mayonnaise sandwiches.
Ooh.
No, that's what you eat at the...
Oh, no.
Oh, what don't. Do you eat on your little fancy fishing trips?
I don't eat on my fish.
What do you do? Cater in? Cater?
I try to have shrimp on board.
You know what? I should take the girls out, and we'll just all go fishing one time.
Yeah.
And we'll record that.
Are you afraid of fish? I'm afraid of fish.
No, I like fishing.
Oh.
Sit there all day and bore somebody with stories. I do that on a regular day. Go ahead, caller.
How about putt-putt golf?
Not putt-putt golf.
Now, that's an... he's showing his age. We used to play that all the time in the summer. I really did. I mean...
Yeah, I like putt-putt golf.
Well, I by the way, along with Drew... I can't remember. This is bad. Anyway, I was a co-champion of putt-putt golf one year out at the place down on South Route 4. 423.
Wow.
That was a belabored story.
Go ahead, caller.
Sorry.
How about just bird watching?
Not bird watching.
Bird watching.
You know, though, if you drive real fast on the street and cut somebody off, you see a lot of birds.
Yes, you do. They're very small birds.
Yeah, but it's a different type of bird.
Oh, 320 BC.
They don't fly.
Thanks to Charlie, we know when that started. 320 BC. Thank you, caller.
Jeez. I wish I wasn't so stopped up. I'd give you a what for then.
You'd give me what for. Are we going to get this? Oh, my goodness gracious.
We only have 2 minutes
before the break. I'm shocked. What do you love about summer? Number one, summer vacation. Number two, go to the beach. Number three, the weather. Number four, eat ice cream. Sing the Jack Benny song as we go to break.
Cotton candy.
Go ahead, sing. Go ahead, caller.
I don't sing.
I'm not going on a picnic.
No picnics.
Oh,
come on, go ahead and give
us.
That's
a natural.
It's, what was the song?
I don't know that song.
What was the song? You guys said it.
Yeah, I forgot.
Man, what was the song? Jack Benny's theme song.
I have old man's disease.
We're coming up on a break here. WWGH Radio 101. No, we're not 101, are we? 107.1.
No, we better not be.
Oh, dear.
We were when I came
My
in.
My brains finally went to mush. We're going to break. Stay tuned. Coming back with much more. For love or money, don't change that dial. You don't want to miss this. It's the
Scott,
big time.
Did you know that Martha Dowse and George Casillas were taught to dance by Marian Native and Miss America, Marilyn Meskey?
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
2 jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Scott Spears, Glenn Coble sitting in for Charlie Everts. Go ahead.
How about go to the zoo?
Not going to the zoo. That's a good answer as well. Thank you. Not going to the zoo. Now, when Glenn comes back in the room, we are going to try to sing the Jack Benny theme song. Can anybody sing the Jack Benny theme song? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. Love is in Bloom. That was the name.
You know, I have no idea how that sounds. I really don't.
Something about the birds in the trees. Charlie could call in and sing your Swap Shop theme.
Yeah, he loves the Swap Shop
theme. Go ahead, caller.
Well, mainly kids, but I'm thinking about getting a job, maybe.
Not getting a job. Good answer.
Okay.
Not getting a job.
What did you do for summer work?
Oh, when I was a kid, what did I do for summer work? I worked in a restaurant.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't, but it was okay. Go ahead, caller.
How about boating?
Boating? Boating?
Yeah, boating.
Not boating.
Well, that's what I did most of the summers.
You were a yachtsman.
I was a yachtsman, yes.
You were a yachtsman, now on the yacht.
Used to race the sailboat.
Oh, very nice. You had a spot of tea when you came back from the yacht.
A spot of beer.
Go ahead, caller.
About bike riding.
Now, Charlie would be doing that.
Yes, he would. Not bike riding is not on the list.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
No bike riding.
These are all great answers. I think Sioux City, Iowa is nuts.
Well, I have the answers right here.
I know.
Number one was summer vacation.
He's
number two
honestly
was go
not
to the beach.
Making it up.
No, number three was the weather. Number four was ice cream. And what is number five? By the way, today you will be able to catch Glenn Coble's show right after this one, A Progressive Life,
yep.
12 to 1. And then you'll be able to catch the Trinity Baptist Church Easter sermon from last Sunday, 6 to 7 tonight here
Very
on the
good.
Station.
Very good.
Go ahead, caller.
What about horseback riding?
Not horseback riding.
Oh, she must be rich.
Horseback riding was not an answer. 740-383-9944. What is that final answer? Are we going to know?
Doubt it.
You doubt it?
Yeah.
We've got 11 minutes.
Well, yeah, we do have some time. Here
we
comes
have a
the answer
little
right now.
Bit of time before it all wraps. Go ahead, caller.
How about just relaxing under a shade tree or something?
There.
No, I would like that, though, but that's not the answer.
Ooh, and that would give you another thing to do while you're relaxing on your... What would you be doing while you're relaxing? That might be the answer. I'll tell you later.
What am I doing while I'm relaxing
yes.
on my hammock?
Yes.
First of all, hammocks are not very relaxing.
Oh, it depends on the hammock.
No, I don't think the hammocks are very relaxing.
You don't want
at all.
One of those rope ones. Those rope ones leave marks all over your backside.
I just don't think a hammock is kind of difficult.
Oh, okay.
You know, I know something that people love to do in the summer.
Okay, is it on your list?
I'm going to play it for you here.
Okay.
This is how good I am.
Is it on your list?
What? No.
Oh, okay.
But here we go.
Okay.
This is something people love to do in the summer. Take a listen.
Hi, this is Ted Williams, the man with a golden voice. And this program is supported by Stewart's Root Beer Stand. Their telephone number is 740-382-6807, and their address is 1036 North Main Street, right here in Marion, Ohio.
How about that?
Ching, ching.
Ching, ching.
Do you charge them for that free ad?
They've given us many trade-outs.
Yeah,
we've got to be good about that, Glenn. But how about that? In the golden voice himself.
Oh, I love it. I love it. The golden voice.
The golden voice.
I used to have a golden voice.
Well, did you have his golden voice?
No, nothing.
You didn't have his golden voice.
You know, I studied with Columbia School of Broadcasting to get a golden voice.
Did you?
It didn't work.
It didn't work.
All I did is get stopped up like I am right now.
And have you heard Ted Williams' coronavirus song?
I have not.
Oh, maybe we should play that this morning.
Yeah, that would be good.
We're having all kinds of... We're waiting for our answer, folks. 740-383-9944. What do you love about summer? Still one answer left on the big board here. Does anybody know the answer? Ted Williams' coronavirus song. Get ready. Here on WWGH Radio, where the G stands for good times.
Corona. Coronavirus, coronavirus, stay corona.
There you go, Glenn. Now you sing the Jack Benny theme.
No, I'm not going to do that.
We need the Jack Benny
theme. I don't know how it sounds. I can sing summertime and the living is easy.
It's the birds in the trees, isn't it? Something like that? Love and bloom?
I don't know.
Love and bloom.
You just got a message, I think.
How does the Jack Benny theme song go? Does anybody know Love and Bloom? I think it's the bird. What are you doing?
I'm dropping my phone. I was going to play it for you.
Oh, man.
Love and Bloom? Is that what it's called?
I thought that's what the caller said.
Okay. I think it's right. That's right. Oh, Ipanema is beautiful. I'm looking at pictures of Ipanema.
9 minutes left to go on the big show today. Why do we love summer?
And young and... I'm sorry. There's your call.
Why do I even talk at this point? I don't know. Holy moly. Go ahead, caller.
How about go to a baseball game?
Not go to a baseball game. I'll go with you.
We'll go with you.
Would not.
We'd be very alone, though, right now.
The baseball fields are rather empty. 740-383-9944. We've got 9 minutes left, and we're looking for what do you love about summer? We've got summer vacation, go to the beach, the weather, the ice cream. What answer are we missing? Does anybody know? Go ahead, caller.
How about water skiing?
Not water skiing.
I love water skiing.
Water skiing did not make the list.
My brother and I used to water ski, and we actually made water skis that were foot skis back before they did that. Now they make them, but we would cut off the ends of our skis when they got broken, and we'd go foot skiing. It was great fun. My brother used to do some bad stuff, though. He used to turn the boat into me when I was going around a turn, and I would end up on the back of the boat.
Just kids having fun.
Yeah, just having fun.
What's the thing we love about summer that we're not getting here? Boy, oh boy. Go ahead, caller.
A lot of people go canoeing.
Yeah. Canoeing, it's a good answer, but it's not the final answer here. Thank you.
I found a great canoe that I'd like to buy, and I told my wife, this will be great for us when we go camping. We'll just pop this little canoe on the top of the camper and go. And the look told me that we aren't buying a camp.
No camper, no canoe.
No canoe. We got the camper.
You got the camper, no canoe.
Love and Bloom. Here it is.
Love and Bloom, Jack Benny.
Oh, my. See if I can hear it out of the other ear.
We got to sing a little bit here.
No, I'm not going to sing.
Well, we got to hear it.
You remember that?
No.
Oh.
There are words, aren't there?
He played it on the violin.
That's a piano.
Yeah, that's a piano. You're very quick on music.
I am quick. Well, but aren't there any lyrics on that thing?
I'm sure there are. People are getting really bored with me not singing, I guess.
Yeah, sing.
I'm not going to sing.
Sing Love and Bloom. Jack Benny.
Someday when my voice is cleared up and when I'm not stopped up and when I don't have a mask on, we'll pop her out.
We will?
Yeah.
Okay, you have to learn it.
Yeah, I'm not learning that one.
We don't even know that one.
I'm going to sing Girl from Ipanema for
you. Oh, not the Girl from Ipanema.
Tall and tan.
You've got that stuck in your head now.
I do.
It's going to be there all afternoon.
Yeah.
All right, 5 minutes left, folks. What do we love about summer? Summer vacation, go to the beach. The weather, the ice cream. What is the fifth answer? 740-383-9944. Are we going to get it today, or are we going to lose to the house?
I got stuck on looking at the girls.
Looking at the girls. Go ahead, caller.
How about driving around with the top down?
Ooh.
That's a good answer, but not the right answer.
Oh, I loved having it.
I know.
I had a convertible MG, and I loved driving around with the top down. But that was back when my hair wasn't... thinning.
Looking for the girl from Ipanema?
Yeah, I looked for her. I found her.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where was she at?
I can't tell you because my wife's listening.
Go ahead, caller.
How about all the daylight hours?
Not the daylight hours. Yeah, that's a good guess, too.
It sure is because we get up to about, I don't know, about 10 hours a day.
Oh, more than
like that,
I think.
It may be so. Up in northern Michigan where our summer cottage was, we'd get at least 12 hours, I would say. Oh, more than that. We'd get maybe 14 hours. We also got Northern Lights, which was kind of beautiful.
We're down to 4 minutes.
Okay.
The final four, as they say in baseball.
Subtle way of telling me to shut
basketball,
up.
Basketball. Basketball. Not baseball. Go ahead, caller.
I like to mow my lawn.
You like to do that?
You bet I do.
Oh, my goodness. You must have a writing.
I get on my zero turn.
There you go. He's got a writing more.
No, it is not there. Good guess, though.
I bet that's fun on a zero turn. I
know people love the smell of grass.
Yeah?
No.
Oh, wrong grass. I'm sorry.
You stop.
Smells fresh, like burning oak trees.
The fresh cooking. The fresh cut glass. Have you ever passed by a house that is freshly cut regular grass?
Oh, yeah. It smells nice. It
smells nice. People love that.
I can't smell anything right now, but
I bet you'd die out there in the freshly cut grass with those allergies.
Yeah, I would.
You'd pass out flat.
My dog now has allergies. She's sneezing and coughing every time we go out.
Oh, I caught that pen. Yeah, that was good. 740-383-9944. 3.5 minutes left to go. What do we love about summer?
You better call in fast. Scott's getting bored. He's throwing the pen up in the air.
I am. I thought we would get. It's such an easy one. I'll give you a hint. It's something.
Wait till this caller.
A lot of kids go out and do.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, caller.
How about just go for a walk?
Oh,
not go for a walk. Good guess, though.
A lot of kids go out and park in their cars and make out. Is that on there?
Gee whiz.
I'm sorry.
Something
I've always
with
had
a clean connotation.
See, being
your show's not like this.
No, being a minister's son, you have all that pent up stuff.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel! Now it reminds me though, but ministers' daughters.
Oh,
there you go.
I love
right.
ministers' daughters.
Who doesn't? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'm going to give you the answer. 2.5 minutes. What do we love about summer? Number one is summer vacation. Number two, go to the beach. Number three, the weather. Number four, eating ice cream. What is number five?
You just sent me into a world of beauty.
Why?
Minister's daughters.
Oh, well, you're on the minister's daughter still?
Oh, there was this one that was absolutely gorgeous. And I can't remember. Oh, her name was Suzette.
Suzette?
Ooh, almost French.
What kind of name is Suzette?
Well, it was her name.
Well, apparently.
And she was very pretty.
Suzette.
Yep. And her dad was a minister at a Methodist church, not too far from my dad's church. And we'd always get together, you know, at Christmas time.
What is wrong with you, Glenn? We're having a show about summer, and you're going into this whole dissertation about a minister's daughter.
Yeah, well, that's what I did during the summer.
Name was Zed or Suzette or something
Suzette.
About that. Suzette. Go ahead, caller.
Ride your bicycle.
Ride your bicycle. That's a good guess, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Somebody did say that because I said Charlie would be doing that. Yep.
You want to continue on with your minister's daughter dissertation there?
Because I'm getting chills.
Holy Moses. Oh.
Right, there you bring church back into it.
Yeah, I know. 1 minute left, folks. What are we going to do here? We're going to get the answer. The answer is what?
Give us the hint.
I said kids do it. Kids do it. It's probably kids' favorite thing to do in the summer.
Well, that's why I thought they went out and parked in their cars.
Not... Oh, that's not the favorite thing kids do
that
in the summer.
That was my favorite
what
thing.
Do you love to do, little kids? What do you love to do in the
kids.
Summer? Okay. Summer vacation, go to the beach, the weather, eat ice cream. What's the answer we are missing here?
Fine.
Go ahead, caller.
It's got to be grilling out.
Not grilling out.
Oh,
if you let your little kids do that, good luck.
Thank you. Not grilling out.
Oh, me.
Well, one more guess.
That is a great answer.
We're
going
to get one more guess. And if this is not the right guess, then we are shot.
There it is.
Final guess is?
Well, I was going to say play sports outside.
Well, it's very close. It's not play sports outside, but it's go out and play.
Ah, yes.
Okay.
Go out and play.
You win. You win.
We'll award the points on that one. Go out and play.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
The category was, why do you love summer? Summer vacation, go to the beach, the weather, the ice cream, and go out and play. That was the round today.
We filled
in for Charlie Evers, Scott Spears, and Glenn Coble. Glenn Coble's coming up next here, 12:10 to 1 p.m. with the Progressive Life. And then we've got the Easter service. service from Trinity Baptist Church from 6 to 7 tonight. Don't miss any of it.
That's the attempt of the anti-Trump people to downgrade him in some way. And I think they're going to be shown up as not loyal and sour grapes. And they're not going to benefit by that behavior.
Phyllis, what is your favorite part of the convention? What do you like to do the best while you're here?
Well, my specialty has been Benny, and I'm very hard on that, as you can see in my new book called How We Made the Republican Party Pro-Life. And I follow that very closely. And while I was not on the platform committee this time, my people were, and they were well trained. And we have, I think, the best platform ever.
What do you think makes it the best platform ever?
Because it's right on the major issues. It's right on national sovereignty. It's right.